back to the Power Hour. I'm Wayne Elliott, sitting in for Daniel Brigman. Daniel is still in the great state of Hawaii, spreading the good word, and it is my pleasure to be back with you folks again. I'm a Canadian citizen, but spent a lot of my life in the United States. I went to the University of Miami in Florida, and of course some of my best friends are Americans. My wife and stepson are from Cleveland, Ohio, and for the record, U.S. and Canada have the best and longest good relationship of any two countries in the world's history. There are some real differences between us, some of which we'll talk about today. And before we get to the news, maybe we'll talk about some of that. Our Canadian federal election is coming up this October, and none too soon, many of us feel. The Liberal Party of Canada is currently in power. That's like the similar to the U.S. Democrats. And after a long reign by our Conservative Party, like the U.S. Republicans. Our Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, that's like the U.S. President, of course, our leader, was an elementary school teacher before becoming our Prime Minister. And his father, Pierre Elliott Trudeau, was our leader for 12 or 13 years from about 1968 to 1980. And during that time, Canada went from one of the world's very richest nations with no debt to one with heavy debt and over 400 newly created crown corporations, businesses owned by the federal government. One of the things we have in Canada is socialized medicine. I mentioned last week when I was on the show, and this is certainly one of our problems. There are many, many people without doctors. We have very long waits at our hospital emergency rooms, 6, 8 hours and longer. And patients, believe it or not, when they go to the doctor here, are allowed to discuss only one issue or ailment per visit. So if you have a couple of things that you'd like to speak to the doctor about here in Ontario, you must make a second appointment for the other issue. Now, this makes absolutely no sense to me. It seems to me it would just exacerbate the problem and create longer waits for appointments and jam the system up further. We have long waits for MRIs. I know in the United States, in most places, you can have an MRI within days. Here, it's not uncommon to wait 6 months or longer. Same as with surgeries. Unfortunately, we have many people suffer worse or die waiting for their surgeries. We also continue to lose services with this socialized medicine that's free to Canadians. Recently, they've removed fees to see the eye doctor and the chiropractor, for example. We pay more of Canada's income and get less services all the time. So socialized medicine is really not working for us the way we would hope. I recall when Mrs. Clinton, a few years ago, favored socialized medicine such as we have in Canada. And at that time, I thought to myself, wow, that could be a huge mistake. Among other things, they have no fee whatsoever. So the system is open to great abuse. And in other words, people take their child to the doctor who says the child has a cold, and then we have the right to see a specialist. Notwithstanding, it'll take months and months, and the child is likely finished with the cold or flu by that time. But there's a great deal of abuse, and I've always thought that even a small fee of $3 or $5 would help eliminate some of the waste. The differences in our leaders are considerable, and not surprising. You have the U.S. President Trump, an experienced businessman and negotiator. And in Canada, our Prime Minister, as I said, is a former drama teacher. The other thing that I have angst against, if you follow the news at all, our Prime Minister seems to be hung up on telling other leaders what to do in their countries, particularly regarding human rights and women's rights. Now, I understand that as insofar as being a humanitarian, we'd like to see everyone do better. However, in this case, our leader has insulted many leaders, including China, Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia pulled 10,000 students from Canadian universities immediately, which caused great stress to our universities, India, Russia, and the United States. So you could say the largest and some of the most important countries in the world, Prime Minister Trudeau has started out by telling them what they need to do with human rights and women rights, and mostly got doors slammed in his face. And after these experiences with so many important large countries like the United States, it makes me wonder when he'll change course and stop that. I know how offended some Canadians and Americans have been with things like, for example, not supposed to say Merry Christmas anymore. That's frowned on, so people here in Canada often say Happy Holidays and so forth. And I personally have angst against this kind of thing. I mean, we like our culture here in Canada, and it's kind of odd to me that immigrants, as opposed to fitting in, seek to change Canada in these ways, and it makes me wonder why they've maybe come here in the first place if they liked the way they had it so well. But our Prime Minister insulted President Trump, calling him a racist and wanting to ban him from Canada just before he became U.S. President. And I believe that, amongst other things, continues to strain that relationship. There are several scandals ongoing in Canada with our Prime Minister, where many people at this point seem to believe our Prime Minister is on the wrong side of things. And I know plenty of us hope that our election in October maybe brings another leader to run the country. Our immigration policies also seem not necessarily opposite, but different. And given Canada's real estate market, which is called a global anomaly, the only country in the world where real estate prices continue to increase, notwithstanding the economy, we have record high prices, as we in Canada accept just over 1% population increase via immigrants every year. It's tough for Canadians, especially to buy a first home. And, you know, again, compared to your President Trump, who's out making deals with foreign countries while holding others' feet to the fire on such as NATO and defense spending for the NATO members, and he is taking the stance he feels is best for America with countries like Iran and Korea, while Prime Minister Trudeau continues, in my opinion, arrogantly to tell leaders what they should do in their own countries. So love to hear from any of you folks with your comments and opinions on these issues. The call-in number, if you'd like to call in and with a question or comment, is 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. Please feel free to call in, folks. We'd like to hear from you. I'd like to read something that I read recently from the celebrity Steve Harvey. He apparently wrote this, and it's entitled How I Feel About Trump. So here we go. How I Feel About Trump by Steve Harvey. You've been on vacation for 2 weeks. You come home and your basement is infested with raccoons. Hundreds of rabid, messy, mean raccoons have overtaken your basement. You want them gone immediately. You call the city and four different exterminators, but nobody can handle the job. But there's this one guy, and he guarantees to get rid of them, so you hire him. You don't care if the guy smells, You don't care if he swears. You don't care if he's an alcoholic. You don't care how many times he's been married. You don't care if he has a plumber's crack. You simply want those raccoons gone. You want your problem fixed. He's the guy. He's the best. Here's why we want Trump. Yes, he may be a bit of a jerk. He may be an egomaniac, but we don't care. The country is in a mess because politicians suck. The Republicans and Democrats can be two-faced and gutless, and illegals are everywhere. We want it all fixed. We don't care that Trump is crude. We don't care that he insults people. We don't care that he has changed positions. We don't care he's been married three times. We don't care he fights with Megyn Kelly and Rosie O'Donnell. We don't care that he doesn't know the name of some Muslim terrorist. The country became weak and bankrupt. Our enemies were making fun of us. We are being invaded by illegals. We're becoming a nation of victims where every Tom, Ricardo, and Hasid is a special group with special rights to a point where we don't even recognize the country we were born and raised in, and we just want it fixed. And Trump is the only guy who seems to understand what the people want. We're sick of politicians, sick of the Democratic Party, sick of the Republican Party, and sick of illegals. We just want this thing fixed. Trump may not be a saint, but we didn't vote for a pope. We voted for a man who doesn't have lobbyist money holding him back, a man who doesn't have political correctness restraining him. We all know that he has been very successful. He's a good negotiator. He's built lots of things. And he's also not a politician, not a cowardly politician, and he says he'll fix it. And we believe him because he's too much of an egotist to be proven wrong or looked at and called a liar. Also, we don't care if the guy has bad hair. We just want those raccoons gone out of our house now. So I thought that was interesting, folks, and wanted to read that to you today. That's by Steve Harvey. I think it really tells it like it is. So once again, I guess President Trump wasn't voted in on a popularity contest. It's not a game show. He was voted in to do the things he promised to do. From my perspective, he really seems to be trying to do that and trying very hard to do that. And personally, I wish that they'd leave him alone for a day or two and let him get the job done. So, love to hear from you folks. Please call in 844-769-2944. And, of course, if you want to order any great products from the Power Mall, that number is 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. So, interesting thing in the world today is this business of electric vehicles, and I have another article about the way the world is turning, and as a recycler myself, and we're a specialized battery recycler, as a matter of fact, one of my concerns is all the lithium batteries, the various lithium chemistries they're using to power these cars. Lithium, folks, is a reactive metal, and how lithium reacts is once it, if you took a very small battery, and please don't do this, right down to a little camera battery, if you smashed the steel case open, there would be a small explosion, and then the moisture in the atmosphere is the fuel that will fuel a fire. If you tried to put a lithium fire out with water, which we use for many other things, our fire departments, you'd just make a bigger fire. So I'd like to now read this article and hear your comments and views, because I think many of us are somewhat confused of where we really are on these electric power and electric vehicle issues. From the standpoint of the environment, efficiency, and, of course, cost. The article's entitled, Auto Repair Shops Will Go Away. So here we go. A gasoline engine has 20,000 individual parts. An electrical motor has 20. Electric cars are sold with lifetime guarantees and are only repaired by dealers. It takes only 10 minutes to remove and replace an electric motor. Faulty electric motors are not repaired in the dealership, but are sent to a regional repair shop that repairs them with robots. your electric motor malfunction light goes on, so you drive up to what looks like a Jiffy Auto Wash, and your car is towed through while you have a cup of coffee, and out comes your car with a new electric motor. Gas stations will go away. Parking meters will be replaced by meters that will dispense electricity. Companies will install electrical recharging stations. In fact, they've already started. You can find them at select Dunkin' Donuts locations, for example. Most major auto manufacturers have already designated money to start building new plants that only build electric cars. Coal industries will go away. Gasoline oil companies will go away. Drilling for oil will stop, so say goodbye to OPEC. Homes will produce and store more electrical energy during the day, and then they use and will sell it back to the grid. The grid stores it and dispenses it to industries that are high electricity users. That's industries such as the steelmaking industry, which I'm involved in. Tremendous users of electric power in these electric furnaces that have replaced many of the basic integrated steelmakers using coal and hot metal and so forth. A baby of today will only see personal cars in museums. The future is approaching faster than most of us can handle. In 1998, Kodak had 170,000 employees and sold 85% of all photo paper worldwide. Within just a few years, their business model disappeared and they went bankrupt. Who would have thought of that ever happening? What happened to Kodak will happen to a lot of industries in the next 5 to 10 years. And most of us don't see it coming. Do you think in 1998 that 3 years later you would never have taken pictures on film again? With today's smartphones, who even has a camera these days? Yet digital cameras were invented in 1975. The first ones had only 10,000 pixels, but followed Moore's law. So as with all exponential technologies, it was a disappointment for a time, before it became way superior and became mainstream in only a few short years. It will now happen again, but much faster, with artificial intelligence, health, autonomous, and electric cars, education, 3D printing, agriculture, and jobs. Forget the book Future Shock, Welcome to the Fourth Industrial Revolution. Software has disrupted and will continue to disrupt most traditional industries in the next 5 to 10 years. Uber is just a software tool. They don't own any cars and are now the world's biggest taxi company. Ask any taxi driver if they saw that coming. Airbnb is now the biggest hotel company in the world, although they don't own any properties. Ask Hilton Hotels if they saw that coming. Artificial intelligence. Computers becoming exponentially better in understanding the world. This year, a computer beat the best Go player in the world 10 years earlier than expected. In the USA, young lawyers already don't get jobs because of IBM's Watson. You can get legal advice, so far right now, the basic stuff, within seconds, with 90% accuracy, pardon me, compared with 70% accuracy when done by humans. So, if you study law, stop immediately. There will be 90% fewer lawyers in the future. What a thought. Only omniscient specialists will remain. Watson already helps nurses diagnosing cancer. It's 4 times more accurate than human nurses. Facebook has now a pattern recognition software that can recognize faces better than humans. In 2030, computers will become more intelligent than humans. Autonomous cars. In 2018, the first self-driving cars, are already here. In the next 2 years, the entire industry will start to be disrupted. You won't want to own a car anymore, as you will call a car with your phone. It will show up at your location and drive you to your destination. You will not need... I'm sorry, folks. I picked up a cold on the weekend. I apologize for that. You will not need to park. My apologies there, folks. you will not need to park it, since you will only pay for the driven distance, and you can be productive while driving. The very young children of today will never get a driver's license and never own a car. This will change our cities because we will need 90 to 95% fewer cars. We can transform former parking spaces into parks. 1.2 million people die each year in car accidents worldwide, including distracted or drunk driving. We now have one accident every 60,000 miles. With autonomous driving, that should drop to one accident in 6 million miles. That will save a million lives plus worldwide each year. Most traditional car companies will doubtless become bankrupt. Traditional car companies will try the evolutionary approach and just build a better car, while tech companies, i.e. Tesla, Apple, Google, will do the revolutionary approach and build a computer on wheels. Look at what Volvo is doing right now. No more internal combustion engines in their vehicles starting this year with the 2019 models, using all electric or hybrid only, with the intent of phasing out hybrid models. Many engineers from Volkswagen and Audi are completely terrified of Tesla, and so they should be. Look at all the companies offering all electric vehicles. That was unheard of only a few years ago. Insurance companies will have massive trouble because without accidents, the costs will become cheaper. Their car insurance business model will disappear. Real estate will change because if you can work while you commute, people may move farther away to live in a more beautiful or affordable neighborhood. Electric cars will become mainstream about 2030. Cities will be less noisy because all new cars will run on electricity. Cities will have much cleaner air as well. This says, can we start in Los Angeles, please? Electricity will become incredibly cheap and clean. Solar production has been on an exponential curve for 30 years, but you can now see the burgeoning impact, and it's just ramping up. There's the music, folks, and it's time for a break, so we'll be back after these words. Thank you.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Hello, folks. We're back. Wayne Elliott here with you today, sitting in for Daniel Brigman. And we apparently have a call from Kevin. Go ahead, Kevin.
Hey, Wayne. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you today?
You're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you.
As far as your Steve Harvey quotes, I agree with him 100%. Who cares what he looks like or smells like or got bad breath or whatever? If he can do the job, he's the man for the job.
I'm with you there, Kevin.
And what do you think about those electric cars? Because if they're the electric cars I think that they're talking about, supposedly they get 3,500 miles to a charge. If those are the electric cars they're talking about, I'm all for that. But they'll probably sneak in the ones that get a 100 miles to the gallon, you know?
Well, I mean, they're very efficient, way less polluting, depending on how we make our electricity, of course.
Right.
For example, if it were all made with coal, which Ontario has banned, we have no more coal-burning electric plants. But with cleaner technologies, certainly, and coal is on a great decline. We're going to talk about that a little later. It will be cleaner, but it just makes you wonder what it's going to take to ramp up and where this tremendous new demand of electricity, what it's going to take for that. So the other concern I've got, and I'm happy to know that they're starting to make, they're not actually starting to make, they're doing a lot of research, and within a couple of years, intend to make some of these batteries with nickel-based chemistries. Well, that'll be far less dangerous than lithium, that reactive metal.
You get that lithium, they explode. You know, I've seen on YouTube the phones explode in people's pockets.
Yes, it has happened, and of course the fire is a big concern. all of the each and every one of the lithium battery recycling plants in North America to date has had major fires, and most of them occurred in storage, not in the processing. So in storage,
right,
something happens, water gets in there, and boy, there was one that burned underground in British Columbia for weeks. But you could imagine, it's my fear with the vehicles, Kevin, is the potential for that on the road. Now, I don't know that we've heard of any of those, so maybe they've done a great job protecting against that, I hope. And then the other thing with the original...
I heard the Tesla cars caught on fire.
Oh, is that right? Well, no doubt it's possible. No doubt it's possible. the other problem, of course, with the original lithium batteries was that they were lithium ions containing cobalt. So really, just at the beginning of this major change to electric cars, what happened? The price of cobalt went to something like $100,000 a ton. And concerns that there wouldn't be enough, of course. There wouldn't be enough if the whole industry went to cobalt-containing batteries. So, of course, as they say, necessity breeds invention, and some smart people are working on nickel-based chemistries for these batteries, which would be much safer in that regard. Nickel is not a reactive metal or material, and neither are the other components they're testing. But it's an interesting thing. And just imagine the extra electrical power that we'd need if we were all driving electric cars.
Oh yeah. And which is more efficient, electricity to make steel or coal or oil?
Well,
or does it make any difference?
From the steel making perspective, it's infinitely simpler to use electric furnaces. The electric furnace runs on 100% scrap metal, whether you're talking about steel manufacturing, aluminum manufacturing. It's 100% scrap is the raw material. With basic integrated steel making, which was the original way to make steel, and still many integrated mills in the world, U.S. Steel has some integrated mills, for example, and they use iron ore, so there's the environmental side of mining. Of course, mining has always been considered a bit of a heavy polluting industry, but the energy savings, though, by manufacturing metal using scrap and electricity as opposed to coal, coke, and hot metal from iron ore, the savings are between 80 and 85% of the power that's required. So it's a real power-saving thing, these electric furnace mills, and simpler. And there has been enough scrap, scrap metal, to run all the mills that there are. But that's always a thing, Kevin, is when you ever make a major change like that, of course, there has to be enough raw material to do what you're trying to accomplish. So it's kind of like the chicken and the egg, that the one pretty much has to keep up with the other. So very interesting to me, all this stuff. Your comment about President Trump, well, I just agree with you 100%. I suppose if it was a popularity contest, it might be movie stars that we would elect to office. although that has been done. I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger, he was a governor, and the wrestler,
Reagan.
I forget his name now. I thought he did a pretty good job, but he was a governor of Minnesota, and I guess Ronald Reagan started out a movie actor, considered your great presidents.
Yeah, Bedtime for Bonzo, a great movie.
Made it worth it. That's right.
The president.
Well, that our guy in Canada, it's largely thought of. He's a very good-looking man, very compassionate man, very popular with female voters and young voters. He's just in his, I think he's in his early 40s, so he's a younger man. And But we, most of us, believe that he got in largely on the coattails of his daddy, who was also a bit of a socialist, no doubt, but a very intelligent man and a highly skilled politician. We had him for 12 or 13 years. This fellow, I really hope, isn't with us much longer as prime minister, because he has shown his inexperience, and I'm so frustrated, really. I don't know what to say about a leader who goes and gets all these doors slammed in his face. And both he and his father had some anti-American thoughts or beliefs. I remember when, with his father, we went to the metric system in Canada because Europe was on the metric system and so forth. But our biggest trading partner, the United States of America, stayed with the imperial system. So it was at great cost to Canada to go to the metric system. In our industry, in the steel industry and metal industry, it still uses the imperial system by and large. So it just didn't seem to make any sense. Apparently, it cost us $8 billion with a B to change our highway signs. Just to change our highway signs, Kevin.
Yeah, those highway signs are real expensive, and we almost went that way too. We were close, and there were some states that had kilometer signs up there. Is it kilometer per mile?
Yeah, that's right. Kilometers. Yeah. You guys use miles like we used to. And,
yeah.
I still understand miles a lot better than I understand the metric system.
Kilometers, that's it, kilometers.
Yeah, yeah, we've had that for, my goodness, now it's over 40 years, I guess, since we did that.
Yeah, started out in the 70s, I think, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's right. So you have to, you know, it cost our mechanics a great deal of money. And I'll tell you what else happened for the listeners to know, that it's not such an easy shift. Here's the other thing that happened. We stopped dealing in imperial gallons and in the imperial system and quarts. We went to liters. Now, what ended up happening, Kevin, is that a quart of milk, let's just say, I don't know what it costs, let's just say it costs $2. Well, a liter is smaller. If there's 4.5 liters in a gallon as opposed to four quarts in a gallon. So what do you think happened? We ended up paying the same price for a little less product. And the same happened with the oil, the motor oil, and so forth. Everything was by the liter. Our gasoline is by the liter. We pay a lot more for gas than you do in the United States, a lot more. I think our price equivalent is about $6 a gallon today, between $5.50 and $6 a gallon. So it was very costly to the country. It seemed without merit. I don't know what the idea was at the time, where the benefit was supposed to be. Here's another thing that happened. In construction, you know, a 2x4 piece of lumber is 2 inches by 4 inches. Well, what we ended up with was a piece of lumber about 1¾ inches, and I forget the other dimension, but less than four. So, you know, there are many ramifications to this. I'd sooner have a house built with 2x4s than 1¾, wouldn't you, Kevin?
Oh, yeah. And as far as your comment about the lawyers, the world would be way better off with less lawyers, in my opinion.
Well, the United States is, I agree with you, and the United States is maybe the best example of a system gone awry where people are sued for, I mean, you can sue anyone for anything. It doesn't mean you'll win.
Anything.
Boy, oh boy, it takes so long in our country as well to get things to court. And of course, again, you can see the evil in it, Kevin. The money. You just have to look to the money. We've got judges, lawyers, court recorders, bailiffs, policemen, and so forth. That there's more jobs for those folks and whatnot. But I mean, they just legalized marijuana in Canada for recreational use several months back. And do you know the good thing? One good thing about it, Kevin, was that, and there's about 33 million Canadians. We have a country every bit as large geographically as the United States, but with a population of about New York City and Los Angeles only in the whole country. And there were, previous to the law, there was 750,000 arrests per year for possession of marijuana. Now, over these past years, the fines would range from $50 to $200. Well, you know what the problem was, Kevin? It probably cost $8,000 to $10,000 to prosecute those folks. And I don't know about in the United States, but in Canada, you can't go in and just plead guilty and have it all done in one day. It's not, the system is not set up like that. By average, even if you don't, not trying to delay the process, by average, you'll be several visits to court. And just imagine the cost every time with judges and lawyers and bailiffs and policemen and court recorders and just extra. Yeah, it adds tremendous to the cost, and there's nothing you can do about it. You literally cannot go in, plead guilty, and have it dealt with that day. So many of these things need to be revisited, and it's just not being done. So all interesting topics, and where we're going to lead ourselves or allow ourselves to be led is very interesting to me, and sometimes frustrating, as I'm sure you'll agree.
Yeah. In last week's show, you talked about some new products that were coming out from Scout.
Yeah.
And a couple of them piqued my interest, I'll tell you that. I'm excited about to hear about the arthritis formula. Because I have a couple of joints that need a lot of help. And another is prostate. I'm tired of waking up 3 or 4 times a night to go to the bathroom. I sure would like a good night's sleep, that's for sure. When are these products going to be coming out?
These products will be out in the next few months, Kevin. I expect. Now, these aren't new, to be clear. These are original products. These particular products, all 8 of them, have been formulated 7 generations in the Strauss family. So some of them are literally 200 years old. The Strauss family were great medicine men. And, of course, the Strauss heart drops, which they've continued to make, they saved my life and changed my life over 20 years ago. And shortly after that, I became Eastern Canadian distributor and spokesperson for Strauss. Now that was just for 5 or 6 years, and I haven't been involved in the business for over 10 now. But always so thrilled to be any part of helping people. I have continued to do the radio shows, as you know, and I talk about it all the time. The things that Jim Strauss taught me. So with your arthritis, the product that's coming back is going to be called Bone and Joint. And I've seen just tremendous results. I sold millions of dollars of these products when I was in the business. And for example, and I took every one of them, Kevin, the Bone and Joint, I took because as a younger person, mostly from playing football, I broke each ankle 3 times in my youth.
Oh,
and I damaged ligaments each time as well. And when a few years went by, and it got to a point where when I walked upstairs, both ankles cracked on every step. And at first it was no trouble. It was a little embarrassing sometimes, but it was no trouble. And then it began to hurt from time to time, especially if it was damp out. These cracks would hurt. And I took that Strauss Bone and Joint for 3 months, years and years ago. And, you know, my ankles haven't cracked since walking upstairs. So, you know, what I love about these natural medicines, Kevin, is that they don't, unlike pharmaceuticals that seek to change your body's functions to deal with symptoms, like, for example, blood pressure medicine, you've never heard of anyone that goes on the medicine that later was told by their doctor, hey, Kevin, your blood pressure's normal, you can stop the pills. That just doesn't happen because they do not cure or fix the problem. They deal with the symptoms. So your numbers are lower, but does the medicine do anything to actually fix whatever is the problem with your high blood pressure? in the case of high blood pressure, it's either our heart or our kidneys. It's only the two things that cause high blood pressure. Our doctors seldom, if ever, know which it is in us, which one it is. And apparently about just over half high blood pressure sufferers, it's their kidneys. Mine was my left kidney. I got that information from two natural therapists, an iridologist and a reflexologist that I see have for years. And so, for example, that kidney blood pressure formula, what it does is kill bacteria in our kidneys. That's what it does. And it is very, very effective. I went on that once, Kevin, 15 years ago, yeah. And I have not had blood pressure issues since. So, you know, it doesn't just and I don't take it, of course. I don't have to take it once the problem was fixed. So that's the beauty with these products. They're not for life. They support your own body to do what it's supposed to do. That's the big difference.
Is that from that, you said Strauss found three new antibiotics. Did he use those antibiotics that he found in that product?
No. Jim Strauss told me then, this a few years ago, I said, what does that mean, Jim? You found three antibiotic herbs you didn't know existed and that, in fact, we have no use for today. He said there's more disease coming. There's more ailments coming, or nature wouldn't have put them here in the first place. So, no, these are all old, well-established herbs that are put together. Jim Strauss always said you need the right ingredients in the perfect proportions to be good medicine. And he would compare it to a chef or your mother making a soup and would always taste the soup before serving it to make sure it didn't need a pinch of salt or something else. And that's basically, by taste, how the Strauss family for generations, eighth generation now, has put together their medicines. And the prostate formula that you mentioned, that really mm-hmm. does the same thing. It kills bacteria, pardon me, in the prostate. And, boy, I have seen miracles myself, my dad, just thousands of other people that PSA blood test that people often get that indicates trouble in the prostate. Well, my dad, I didn't even know he was on pills for 2 years, and I guess he was losing the battle with the pills, so they were going to do surgery on him. At that point, that's when I found out. And pleaded with my dad, since the heart drops had already canceled his bypass surgery. He was going to have that done in Boston, and he never did have it done because the heart drops cleared the plaque and cholesterol out of his arteries. So it wasn't so tough to convince him to try the prostate formula, and he never had that surgery either, Kevin. It brought his PSA count on the blood test down to that of a young person, and my dad never needed further drugs or surgery for that. So that's why I'm so passionate about this. You know, not only did it save my own life, Kevin, and change my own life, but for so many of my friends, family, and so many others that I experienced firsthand. And it's all painless, Kevin. There's no surgery involved. There's no sickness involved. There's no flu-like symptoms. The only side effect, if you will, from any of these formulas is using the bathroom. And that's how we get rid of our toxins. So,
yeah.
Painless.
Well, I'm sure looking forward to a good night's sleep. And I take my Strauss heart drops every day. Not because I have a problem. It's because I don't want a problem down the road, you know?
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. It makes sense. You can use, of course, the Strauss heart drops. Any of these products can be taken for prevention. Now, you'd never want to do that with a pharmaceutical, given all the potential side effects and harmful effects. However, I know a man who is now, I guess my friend would be 50 years old. He lives in just outside Cleveland, Ohio. Introduced my wife and I to each other years ago. And since about age 30, they've had my friend on two cholesterol or statin drugs for prevention. Now, that's something else. We're going to talk a little bit later, Kevin, about the statin drugs and the cholesterol myth for those folks that may have missed last week's show or would like to hear it again. We're going to talk about that later, but it's Jim Stroh's always called the statin or cholesterol drugs the most insidious drugs on the market. They're also the largest selling, biggest selling drugs on the market are these liver shuttering drugs.
Got one last question before I go. In the square of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, there's a statue of Rocky Balboa from the movie Rocky.
Yeah.
Do you have any statues of the McKenzie brothers from The Strange Brew up there?
I don't know if we do or not, Kevin.
I love that movie, Strange Brew. That was a great movie.
Yes, it was a funny movie, but... yeah, I don't know. Those guys were popular. They were on that Saturday Night Live and Second City TV for a while, and
yeah,
pretty funny guys.
Take off, eh?
Take off, eh?
We're
going
out.
Now, don't be mocking our Canadian accents now, Kevin.
I'm sorry. Well, great talking to you, Wayne. I gotta get rolling here.
Thanks so much for calling in.
You're welcome.
Have a great day now.
Be back on the Power Hour.
Thank you.
Take care.
So, folks, back to the what I was reading just before the break about auto shops will go away. There's just a few more paragraphs. Fossil energy companies are desperately trying to limit access to the grid to prevent competition from home solar installations. But that simply cannot continue. Technology will take care of that strategy. And here's the next break coming up, and I will be with you again for the second hour. Thanks for joining, and I'll be back after these words. Thank you.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us today.